Good morning. This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Haim Goodman-Strauss.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Haim. He's a math professor at the University of Arkansas. Dead day has come and gone.
Oh, it was great.
We're in final exams.
That's right. No exams today, though.
No, not on Sunday. Now, last week, we played part of a conversation we recorded earlier this year with Dennis Sasha.
That's right. And now we have the answer.
I have struggled with a puzzle that you asked us last week, and Mike's a merchant. He wants 50 gold coins to get to Zurich. He don't want to pay taxes on them, however. So he employs Harry, a smuggler, ne'er-do-well, who has worked with Mike before, but Harry is not, the most trustworthy guy. I guess that kind of runs sometimes with smugglers. But then Mike...
devises some sort of system for that Harry will take the coins in packets, one packet at a time, and the deal is that Harry can steal the money, but he'll never make more than if he were just simply honest.
Right.
Is that correct?
That's right, and that he gets a commission of one coin per packet.
Oh, one coin per packet. Okay.
And so the question was, how can Mike, the merchant, get 36 coins into Zurich? Is that correct?
That's right, or more.
Is it something like that the first time he sends 10 coins, that there's going to be a total of 10 packets, perhaps? And then, although it doesn't quite work out, but this would be possibly it. And then next time he sends 9 coins and then 8 coins. That each time the number of coins is the number of packets remaining, close or something close to that.
That's really good. So let's just work from a smaller number to start with. Let's say that you had 10 coins. Let's say that Mike had 10 coins. The taxes are 50%, so Mike could always just send all the coins and get 55 of them, in that case, to Zurich, if there were just 10 coins. But Mike doesn't want to do that. He'd rather use Harry. So for 10 coins, it works out really well, just the way that Haim said, which is that you would send 4 coins, then 3 coins, then 2 coins, and then 1 coin. And if you notice, those add up to 10. And Harry would get 4 coins as a commission, and Mike would get 6 coins to Zurich.
So Harry wouldn't have an incentive to steal, say, the first packet, because he knows that he's going to get a total of 4 if he just waits it out.
Now, if in fact Harry were more greedy and had to get more coins by being honest than not, then you could always sort of adjust this by just at the very end sending 2 shipments with just 1 coin, but otherwise doing the same basic protocol. That's not quite optimal, but it's very close. Now... But in this case, Harry has been talking to his kids, and in an analyze that kind of way, he's been trying to become more honest. So he will be honest, provided he can make at least as much by being honest as by stealing. Now, it turns out that if you keep going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and so on and so forth, so 15 coins will work out perfectly, 21 coins will work out perfectly, because you'd send 6, then 5, then 4, then 3, then 2, then 1. And 28 coins will work out perfectly. So that's 7 plus 6, and so on and so forth. Then 28 plus 8 is 36, and 36 plus 9 is 45. So up to 45, we could send 9, 8, 7, 6, and so on.
Right, but we miss 50, because the next one is 55.
So the question is, what do you do with those last 5? Now, you could say, well, I'll wait till the end. I'll send 9876.654321, and then I'll wait till the end. I'll send all 5 at the end. But that doesn't work, because then for sure Harry will steal those. Mm-hmm. Look, he's been honest up till then. He's been okay. But those last 5 he'll just take, because otherwise he'll get a commission of 1 versus stealing all 5. He might as well steal all 5. So instead of doing it at the very end, you just do it at the very beginning. And Harry won't steal those 5 because he knows he's going to get 9 more by being honest. And so he'll just take his commission of 1 from those 5. And in fact, you won't get 36 to Zurich, you'll get 40 to Zurich.
Dennis, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.